his stuff and his lack of availability going forward. If this is how he has to operate, then you should have probably known this going into this. This way you could put somebody on your playoff roster that you do trust outside of Carl Edwards Jr. and Mike Montgomery.
If that was the first time you've questioned Joe Maddon's decision-making, then I don't know how much Cubs baseball you've been watching, but that's not Joe's strength. It's okay. I keep getting back to that. I still think you can want him as your manager and appreciate him as a leader of men.
An atmospheric provider.
A terrific CEO, but maybe he's only okay tactically. That's all right. You can take that balance. Not everybody's great at everything.
You got a World Series out of it. You know, right. Even if it was Jason Hayward, you know, rallying the troops after a rain delay or during a rain delay, I would love. I can't wait till the 20th, you know, anniversary of last year's, was it really 2036 or whatever. I can't wait till that rolls around when we can get the real stories of what was said, where Jason Hayward takes his shirt off and says, "Damn it, we can only trust us. And this guy's screwing it up, so let's go out there and beat the Indians." And they all get crazy. David Ross decides he never wants to go home again, and everybody's spraying champagne before they actually won it. Like, I can't wait for that actual conversation of what was said during that 15 to 17 minutes comes out.
This segment brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. Matt Miller joins us right after an update. We're not going anywhere. You keep it here, too. You got the score.
The Dodgers are up on the Cubs 2-0 in the NLCS. Keep it here as we continue to analyze this series. And don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 3 tonight. Our pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Wolves goalie Oscar Dansk has earned 3 silver medals for Team Sweden. Be there on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon as they defend their Central Division title at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs will try and avoid going down 3-0 against the Dodgers. An ESPN report says that Ben Zobrist will be at second base tonight instead of Javi Baez, and the Cubs outfield will be Schwarber in left, Jay in center, and Hayward in right. Joe Maddon was on Spiegel and Parkins earlier and thinks the Cubs need to get back to basics at the plate.
Moving the baseball, middle opposite field, that kind of stuff. You know, I think we've gotten out of that pattern just a little bit. But again, it's hard to say. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. Our guys don't do that.
Pitching matchup tonight is Kyle Hendricks against Yu Darvish. First pitch is at 8:01 right here on The Score for your hometown call. ALCS game 4 is tonight at Yankee Stadium. The Astros are up 2-1 in that series. Sonny Gray takes on Lance McCullers. And the NBA tips off tonight with a pair of marquee matchups. The Cavs play the Celtics, and the Warriors host the Rockets. Update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Bleacher Report's Matt Miller is on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout, and he is with us now on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. And what a time in football. The college football world is rocked by upset.
Yeah.
The NFL world rocked by injury, and this guy is watching it all. What do you want to start with, Matt?
Baseball today. I thought I was your Wayne Davis expert. So.
Oh, yeah. Longtime Royals guy, Matt Miller. I forgot about that. Yeah, longtime Kauffman Stadium guy. Has Wayne Davis ever been used the way he's been used in this postseason? Is he only a three-out guy?
No, No, I've never seen anything like that. Wade Davis with the Royals was our guy where it was like, oh, God, he's dead and worth waiting at. Like, come on, let's get him going. So, I root for the Cubs when they're all around it just because of Wade Davis. I said those last two postseasons, if I ran another kid, he was going to be named Wade Davis just because of some of the stuff he did. So I'm pulling for you guys. Hopefully you get it turned around tonight.
Yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. All right, so let's get to the football end of things. Clemson goes down. It's a lot of top 10 teams don't look that good out there. We've been asking, is it Alabama and Clemson and everyone else? Tell us about that second group behind Alabama now. How are things going to get figured out over the next couple of weeks here?
Yeah, it's been crazy to see Penn State sitting at number two. I think by nature of the record, you know, I don't feel like Penn State's the second best team in the country. Maybe I'm disrespecting James Franklin, but you know, I do love Saquon Barkley, as you guys know. I think they have a very good defense, but you know, they have Michigan this weekend, Ohio State the weekend after that, and Michigan State the weekend after that. So they've got a very tough schedule coming up. I think we'll find out a lot about just really if Penn State is an elite team. In Georgia, I like Georgia. I love that they've got a true freshman quarterback in Jake Fromm out there just doing amazing things.
But
they continue to put up big points. I mean, 53. I know Missouri's not any good, but 53 last week against Missouri. And when the thing on Georgia, when I look at that schedule, I think they can win out. I really do. That Florida this week in 2 weeks, and then they have South Carolina, Auburn, Kentucky, and Georgia Tech.
Or so Georgia themselves, like they eventually do.
Yeah, you know that they're not going to.
There's a Georgia occurrence that happens once a year, shortly Mark before Rick they're supposed gone, to make it. Yeah, this is true. This is true. Mark Richt is gone.
Maybe the new coaching staff will sort it out. But what I love right now is there's so many young quarterbacks, exciting quarterbacks. Like, you know, I mean, Jake Fromm at Georgia. I mean, what guys like Kelly Bryant are doing at Clemson. I know they lost this past weekend. I was at Texas, Oklahoma, so getting to see Baker Mayfield, getting to see Sam Ellinger in a close loss. I'm pretty excited about this young group of quarterbacks, you know, whether it's the freshmen and sophomores, who are going to step up and be the next group of guys we talk about.
The Bears have their own young quarterback that's been the subject of much understood discussion, and he made a couple of throws in a game that a lot of people did not expect the Bears to win because the Ravens had been, I think, 11-0 against rookie quarterbacks at home. And here they come up and beat him. It wasn't necessarily pretty, but it does give the Bears maybe still that outside reason to believe something now that Aaron Rodgers is out.
You meant literally he made a couple throws, right? Because that's all he threw. He threw the ball like a couple times. It was, and the game plan worked. I love riding Jordan Howard, especially Baltimore, without Brandon Williams. So their run game is really, really struggling right now on defense. But I would like to see – I know you're doing it to win games. You're doing it to protect your quarterback. It's been two games now. Hopefully next week we see the handcuffs come off a little bit more with Trubisky. Let him – I think let him flourish a little bit more on underneath routes and crossing routes. Because Jordan Howard just went off on a 36 carry day, you got to think that the play action is going to be there for you. And I know, man, it's tough when you don't trust your receivers or don't like your receivers, but to keep winning, you're going to have to eventually air it out a little bit. And I just think it's inevitable. At some point, it's going to come down to, okay, can Mitch win us a game? And, you know, it's not going to matter if he can't. It's not going to say, like, oh, he's a bad quarterback or that was a bad pick. But you just want to see how he handles the situation. So, you know, next week against the Panthers, I actually think that's the secondary that will be a fun matchup to at least watch and see because, you know, it's not a great secondary. They do have a pretty good pass rush, and we'll see if Luke Kuechly's out there or not. I mean, that's definitely going to be a factor in coverage, but that's a game that I would look at and think, okay, this is a game where Trubisky can win with his arm, can win with some rollouts, win with play action, and really get a chance to see where he's at in his progression.
Yeah, Ladarius Webb and Jimmy Smith had no problem locking up Trey McBride and Kendall Wright. If Bears fans are watching on Saturdays and sometimes Thursdays and, hell, whatever else college football is on, what first-round wide receiver talents should Bears fans be keeping their eye on so that Ryan Pace has some – or you have some kind of idea where Ryan Pace may go to drop in a playmaker on the edge for his franchise quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I've said before, I don't think it's a top-heavy wide receiver class, but I actually like the depth. So if I were a diehard NFL fan and I was just diving into college football, I would look at Calvin Ridley at Alabama. He's a little bit older dude. He'll be 24 as a rookie. If speed. He has size. He's 6'4", 190. Very good route runner, good hands. To that, you probably get down to like Christian Kirk at Texas A&M, who's a 5'11", 200 pounds, speedy guy, can stretch the field. Deion Kane at Clemson's an interesting one because obviously Clemson has this great pipeline of receivers to the NFL, but because Kelly Bryant isn't an established passer yet, Deion Kane's numbers and opportunities have dropped off this year. So it's hard to watch him on Saturday and get super excited about it, but I have a feeling he'll be a better pro than he is a college player. If you can get an SMU game on TV, you can watch Cortland Sutton. He's the biggest receiver in the group, 6'3", 215, big catch radius. Will probably remind Bears fans of like what Alshon was when he was pretty young early in his career. And then right there over Indiana, Simi Cobbs Jr., who went off against Ohio State, has had a really solid year coming back from an ankle injury that he missed almost all last year. So another big guy. He's like 6'3", 225 as well, and a very, very good vertical receiver and somebody who can win on jump balls. So those are the top five guys I would keep an eye on. But it is a deep class. I mean, you can – Dante Pettis at Washington is one of the most decorated punt returners in college football history, and he's a good receiver. So if you're looking for someone who can maybe bring something to the game, the special teams game, he would be a fit. James Washington, Oklahoma State, kind of a shorter, thicker dude who would be, I think, great in the slot. So it's all about what Ryan Pace ends up looking for. And if he's willing to swing the bat again on a wide receiver in the first round after everything that's happened to Kevin White.
Getting back to college for a second, when you talked about Penn State going up against Michigan. What a week for Michigan, where Jim Harbaugh, for the first time, people saying, hey, Mr. Quarterback Developer Offensive Dude, any time you want to get this going, could this set up as a trap for a motivated and maybe a little wounded Michigan team with something to prove?
I think so. And it is crazy. I mean, I'm out there saying the same stuff. You know, that Harbaugh, if I were a high school quarterback, I'd be going to play with Jim Harbaugh just because of his system and the way he does develop guys. I see them as, you know, it's like almost like a backs against the wall type situation. I know they are very beat up, but I still believe in that defense, especially the defensive line. So the matchup against Penn State is actually really good because guys like Rashawn Gary, Mo Hurst are, I think, going to be able to at least shut down some running lanes. Should be able to keep things pretty clean for the linebackers, and that matchup pairs up pretty well. Now, when it comes to that offense, something has to give. I don't know if it's going to be someone like Ty Isaac or Akron Higdon. Someone in the backfield has to start making some plays just because none of these quarterbacks have shown that they're going to be able to move the ball and make things happen. So it's like some old school football. You know, it's just they need to run the ball and need to stop the run. And if they can do that, I think they're smart enough in the coaching staff that they're going to be able to avoid, you know, the penalties and the situations that are going to make you lose a close game.
This is the least fanfare that I can remember for what seems to be a decent Notre Dame team that I can recall in a very, very long time. Maybe it's because the schedule outside of the Georgia loss hasn't really presented any intriguing games for you. But now they're going to get ready to go up against the USC Trojans, which is a rivalry game, and then NC State. They say that Brandon Wimbush is healthy. I like their running game. But what do we have here with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who seem to be flying under the radar for a team that doesn't usually do that, whether they're good or bad?
Yeah, I really thought they would move into the top 10 this week, just because, like you said, I mean, you lose by 1 point to Georgia, who's now the number 2 team in the country. And I know they haven't. That would beat, a lot of ranked teams. That would be any ranked team. They'll get their chance, like you said, the next 2 weeks. But I'm surprised they're flying under the radar. I don't know if it's because, I mean, for TV, it's kind of boring football, right? Because Brandon Wimbush is not a great passing quarterback, at least yet. But what they're doing on the ground game, Josh Adams has been a monster this year. Wimbush is a good runner. Deion McIntosh is a pretty good runner as well. I mean, he's ripped off a couple long ones. So they should be. It's funny, we were talking about Michigan. Like, they're kind of similar this year. And they're just, okay, let's just play defense, and we'll just run the ball, and we'll hope for some big plays. But for my job, it makes it tough because you have someone like Equanimeous St. Brown, the big receiver, who can't get the ball because they don't throw the ball well enough. So it makes it a really difficult evaluation to see, like, okay, you know, this is a guy who looks the part from traits. We were waiting for him to break out, and it might never happen because Wimbush is just so limited right now as passes.
Lastly, the NFC in a world without Aaron Rodgers looks a whole lot different, especially when the Atlanta Falcons do what they did against a Dolphins team that just seems to be begging to be beat in one way or another. Are the Philadelphia Eagles the best team in the NFC? Is that just because it seems to be accepted conventional wisdom right now? But are they likely to be your Super Bowl representative with it so seemingly wide open?
By virtue of record, I think they are the best team. I really like the Rams. Maybe this is a Jared Goff and Sean McVay homer, but I like that team, and I like how they're getting better, it seems like, as the season moves on. That's why I worry about Philly, because I know last year Lane Johnson was suspended, and they kind of fell apart down the stretch. This year, the offensive line's playing great. They might have the best line in the NFL this year, the Eagles do. But I like the Rams. I think they're a team to watch. You know, Minnesota, with all the problems at quarterback, they're still playing really good football. And even when, you know, Dalvin Cook goes down, they're still able to do so many things offensively, and that defense is just so good that I would still keep an eye on Minnesota. And you can never rule out Carolina. You know, they've been there, they've done it. They have, you know, I think they have the veteran leadership. If Luke Kuechly can stay healthy, if Cam Newton can play like he has the last couple weeks and not like he did the first 2 weeks, then they're a pretty exciting team too. But yeah, you got to feel good if you're in the NFC, because it's really, truly wide open right now. You know, with Rodgers out, with the Cowboys looking like they are, and the Seahawks look very beatable as well. It's these teams that we all expected to be really good just have been so flat this year.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Minnesota thing. The way the NFL is shaking out, I think if the Minnesota Vikings had halfway decent quarterback play, you could put them as the best team, not only in the NFC, I think in the NFL this year. Because
Now,
Stephon Diggs is a separator to me between them and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have Travis Kelce, and they've got a really good offense, but on the perimeter, they don't really scare you. Stephon Diggs.
Vikings defense up front,
too. Vikings defense is ridiculous. Case Keenum tried his best to throw the football around after coming in for, you know, mop-up duty against the Bears. All right, as we let you go here, Matt, what game should we be keying in on this weekend? I know you are happy that the Red River rivalry went the way that you would have liked it to go, so what game should we be watching this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to try to drown my tears this weekend. I really think the Wisconsin-Maryland game, I know it's not like a huge matchup, but that's probably the first game I'll watch, that 11 a.m. game, just to see that Wisconsin defense, and they always got some boys on the offensive line. Alabama-Tennessee's not going to be a great game for just sitting back and watching a close one, but there are a lot of prospects on that Tennessee defense to see going up against Alabama's guys like Damon Harris and Calvin Ridley. So that's a pretty big afternoon game. And then, you know, that evening, I'm going to probably switch back and forth between Michigan-Penn State just to see Saquon Barkley against that Michigan D, and then watching USC-Notre Dame, because, you know, Sam Darnold on the road in what is hopefully is a little cold in South Bend that night, because that's one of the big knocks on him is arm strength and being a California kid. How's he going to do in a cold environment? So the forecast for that one is going to be pretty interesting to me, just to see what Darnold could do when he gets put into a colder environment.
Matt, thanks. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, boys. Have a good
one. Matt Miller, brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. The Cubs lineup is posted, so we're going to go through it, see what we like, what we don't like, and look at the changes and how it sets up for Game 3 here at Wrigley Field. A game you will hear with the pregame, extended pregame, starting when we get done at 6 o'clock. On your home for the Chicago Cubs, Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Spiegel and Parkins talked live today with Cubs manager Joe Maddon about his bullpen decisions made in Game 2 of the NLCS.
Admitting when you've made a mistake, have you ever been in a position where that is something that needs to be done, and do you think it has value?
Of course it has value, and I have, privately with different players. But if you're talking about the other night specifically, for me to say something like that, then I'm denigrating John Lackey. Why would you ever want to do that as a manager?
Hear Spiegel and Parkin's entire Joe Maddon interview at 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. As the head coach, the manager, or simply the leader of a team, you have to have the right words before a game to motivate and inspire your team. Sometimes you need to answer the tough questions after a tough loss. And you better have a good answer for those questions, because if you don't, it's going to follow you everywhere you go. Cubs manager Joe Maddon. Why did he not give the ball to Wade Davis in Game 2? Asked about that, Maddon said, and I quote, "It's important not to dry hump him, as the saying goes," end quote. Joe Maddon, what's gotten into you? A dry hump blast?
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rootin' for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more.
For the ones who get it done.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, getting locked into long-term contracts and stuck writing huge checks with no way out. It's robbery itself, and it can cost you thousands. Now there's a smarter way to protect your home. It's called Simply Safe Home Security. Guys, you can trust. Simply Safe has no long-term contracts or hidden fees, and you can start or stop service anytime you want. They earn your business every day with their incredible service, and 24/7 monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That's three times less than most other companies. How? Simply Safe cuts out the middleman. You get 24/7 monitoring and police dispatch, so you know your home is safe around the clock. There are no long wait times. You can pick up your Simply Safe system from Best Buy today and have your home protected in a few hours. It's unbeatable protection at a great value, and there are no contracts. Get Simply Safe today at your local Best Buy and save $50 on the Protect package. Hurry, the offer ends October 21st, or visit simplysafe.com to learn more. That's Simply.
Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-estate. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over three times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renter'sWarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at Renter'sWarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-estate.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, mm-hmm. take it slow. You can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
$1.50 from 3 to any size is back. Stop in today for a freshly.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ben Zobrist, who will bat from the right side.
The gorilla.
That's your leadoff man tonight. Ben Zobrist will play second, and he'll be batting from the left side against the right-handed throwing Yu Darvish. Mm-hmm. Kyle Schwarber bats second. He's in left.
Joe Sheehan attacks.
Chris Bryant bats third. He's at third. Rizzo at first, cleaning up. Wilson Contreras batting fifth as the catcher. John Jay is in center. Addison Russell at short. Jason Hayward in right. And Kyle Hendricks pitching. So there you have it. Trying to get those...
the lefties, top of the order.
And those four plate appearances for Schwarbs. Just see if you can maybe get a bloop and a blast to start this thing if he gets into one with the wind blowing out, as it's reported to be.
All right. And Cubs fans get their wish, dropping Bryant in the lineup, down one spot. Wilson Contreras is a guy who struggled as well. I know there were questions about him, maybe him dropping a little bit in the order as well. And, of course, when you throw Schwarber in there at second. Wow, okay. All right. I mean, if you're going to see Zobrist in there, you'd rather him bat from the left-hand side. So you're fine with that until the ball comes his way. Schwarber, you're fine with that until the ball comes his way. It'll be fine.
Yeah, if the wind, too. Schwarber and left in the wind.
Everything's going to be fine. The Cubs aren't going to get swept.
No.
They're
not. And so, maybe this is the one where this is the game that makes everybody feel better. Y'all, the TV guys, the TV women are walking around with their cameras asking the pregame questions.
What do you think's going to happen here?
Well, the first thing he said to me, we just did one for WLS Channel 7, and John said, so what are your callers saying? And I said, are you really asking? Because you're curious what
did say
our callers are saying?
Yeah, to kind of like cut that tape. Cut that part of the tape.
No, go ahead and use it.
Yeah, we can't have people knowing how Bernstein treats his callers.
No, I've asked him, is it seriously? Like, your viewing audience would like to know what the Bernstein and Goff callers think? Well, one guy asked us if he knows where his pants are. another guy
wants to talk about the NHL strike.
Yeah, want to talk about the 2005 White Sox. And then somebody else said, talk more hockey. Yeah. Stop talking
there
hockey.
It is. There it is. And we thank Jay Sawoski for his call. Ian Happ. Is Ian Happ going to get a sniff? More than one at bat or you'd be think, a double switch replacement?
He's a fly ball hitter with the wind blowing out.
Maybe next game? How many times does Jason Hayward get where he doesn't give you much offensively?
I don't know. It's hard.
Because he went 1-for-2 the second time around against Strasburg, got a walk. So he had two out of three at bats that were good. But he just... men on base, just find him. His part in the order, just he comes up, and there are two guys on base, and it's two outs.
Hard ground ball to first.
Or it's the first pitch is invariably a yanked, like, 350-foot foul ball.
Bill Carlton
exactly.
Fisk foul ball run.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, well, just time it up a little bit differently, Jay Hay, and you got yourself, you know, a homer out there to right. But
I can't answer the Hap question. You would think that in a night like this,
I mean, this guy hit 22, 23 home runs. right? It's not like this is some dude who didn't perform for you offensively this year. I know you don't want to throw him out there in center because you don't feel good about him in center. You made a double switch replacement for him in right field, so maybe we'll see him next game if things don't go their way offensively, but they still win.
Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. This is Josh in Aurora. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
Hello?
What do you got, Josh? We're good, man. What's up?
Okay, good. I just want to say a couple things. One, Goff, I'm with you. I am the only one in my friend group excited about the NBA season starting.
Oh, don't worry. There are a lot of us. There are a ton of us. And we will be watching NBA buckets tonight simultaneously with Cubs playoff baseball.
Absolutely. It's the first time in a long time it feels like that watching the NBA, there's actually a chance that we won't see Golden State or Cleveland in the finals. We will.
No, you're going to see Golden State and Cleveland in the finals.
We will.
That's still, that's still what you should bet on.
Yeah. Well, what I'm calling is actually, and I don't know what you guys think, is I don't know how many more Hayward at-bats I can watch until I want to see happen there or anybody else. And we know we're going to see the switch if we tie it up or get a lead tonight. We're going to see Zobrist go back in the left. They're going to pull Schwarber and put Javi in. I want to see Hayward come off the bench as a defensive replacement. He's not a viable offensive hitter. I just want to see if you guys have any thoughts on or agreed at least with me here. So.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit before we punched you up there. I mean, Dan, what do you do? What do you do with Jason Hayward right now if you're Joe Maddon? Are you hoping for a game that you score six runs and he goes 0 for 3? Not hoping that he goes 0 for 3, but it's easier to take him out of the lineup because you feel like offense is better?
That's managing backwards.
No, I'm saying, yeah. Like, if it happens, it may be easier for you to say, okay, we scored a little bit, and I also can use you as a defensive replacement rather than knowing that your offense is struggling and taking a guy that would take away runs out of the defensive lineup as well.
I think,
you know what I mean?
The easy answer would be to bench him because it's based on what you've seen.
Right.
And we now have a large enough sample size to not expect him to revert to what you envisioned his best to be. Yet that glove, there's so many, we take it for granted, yet the number of plays that he's had to make out there, that he's made look routine, coming in hard with three guys converging on a ball and definitively calling people off, some sliding grabs, some tough plays of the sun. I mean, we can't discount the real value in his spectacular defense. So it's not that easy.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Ham. Wolves goalie Oscar Dansk has earned 3 silver medals for Team Sweden. Be there on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon as they defend their Central Division title at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs lineup is out for Game 3 tonight against the Dodgers. It's Zobrist at second, Schwarber in left, Bryan at third, Rizzo at first, Contreras behind the plate, Jay in center, Russell at short, Hayward in right, and Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound against Yu Darvish. First pitch is at 8:01 right here on the Score. ALCS at Yankee Stadium. It's New York and Houston in Game 4. Sonny Gray takes on Lance McCullers. Astros are up 2-1 in that series. And the NBA tips off with a pair of marquee matchups tonight. The Cavs will play the Celtics, and the Warriors host the Rockets. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow is up 40, NASDAQ is down 0.35, and the S&P is up 1. And get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool. And when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at MetroRail.com.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. You can check us out on the live video stream at Watch670TheScore.com. Also on Facebook Live, brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. We got the beautiful babies out here taking a stroll through the park at Wrigley Field. We got the The brothers out here with Huskies. Our guy Calvin over there. We got the Monterey event staff making sure that any tickets that are being sold illegally, you will get tased in this area. I think this is the taser area.
They bring them out here right in the grass and tase them so they can just drop.
Mm-hmm. And then Lisa Fielding hits you with an elbow drop, and then you go to jail.
The people's elbow?
Yes. Well, Lisa Fielding had the people's elbow before The Rock did. Not a lot of people know that, just like some of that minor league baseball recall that you shared with us.
An end zone celebration. I had never heard of the people's elbow before until I looked at it. They said I saw something going on Twitter that somebody dropped the people's elbow. Mm-hmm. What the hell are they talking about? And I learned, because I know you've been trying to teach me.
Our next president, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You can teach me bit by bit about wrestling.
Yes, yes, you did. Yes, either that or just trying to talk to you about it at all so we can have some normal fun on this show. You jerk. Well, you still don't know who Ric Flair is.
Now you explained to me who Ric Flair was.
No one should ever... Do you know, of all the shows that we have done in the past year,
yes,
that was the topic that blew my phone up the most. Like, people from all around the city.
What?
Pat Manley hit me up like, Bergie's a damn liar. He knows who Ric Flair is. Siafa Lewis hit me up. He's like, come on, this is a bit, right? My mom was like, Bergie doesn't know who Ric Flair is? I'm like, dude. Everybody, please believe. Whenever you see me in public, stop asking me if Bernsey is really like this. It's like the do you know Mike North question now. He is like this. He is not putting on a front. This man is like this every single day of the week, unfortunately for his family.
It's just some things with the
like, blind spots.
Like Danny Parkin says about music, there are things that he just never got around to caring enough to know about.
Well, never, ever. Compare yourself to Danny Parkins in a positive light. I mean,
it's not necessarily positive. It's just a comparison. There are things that we just don't know anything about. And
there's a ton of those for me. But I let them shine from 1 to 6 every single day.
One of those for me would happen to
Ric
be...
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And never seeing Predator. No, that was Spiegel.
I've seen Predator.
That was Spiegel who hadn't seen
Predator.
Get
to the chopper.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm mixing up my co-hosting Jewish folks.
Yeah, there's so many good lines from Predator.
Oh, dude, the movie's a classic.
Although, I have realized I've read some modern interpretations of Predator that are angry with the look of the Predator.
Because of the dreads?
Yes, because it appropriated dreads to be menacing.
We got babies who are drinking lead water and people who are being gunned down. That's 102nd on the list of things that I'm going to worry about as an African-American. American man in this country.
I don't think you have to worry about it. I'm just telling you something I read.
Ric Flair's health is right at 100 for me. All right? Stop it with that. I'm not saying you did it, but whoever's worrying about that, disband that committee immediately.
The texter says, wait a sec, Jason. You were about to counter Dan's Warriors Cavs certainty. What was the uncertainty about your projected NBA finals?
All right.
Fair enough. He wanted you to ask that question.
That's stretched my legs for 45 seconds here. All right. I think that, and this is my Terry, the boars in me coming out.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah, right? All of a sudden, I'm going to start to look like Denzel Valentine.
Time for odd noises.
Things are just going to fall off of me. All right. I think there's going to be something that precludes the Warriors from getting to the finals this year.
Is that going to be an injury?
Something weird, I think, is going to happen to this team this year.
Timofey Mozgov.
No, I don't think it's going to be Timofey Mozgov.
Wait a sec. Now, are you... Do you have something specific weird in mind, or are you just... Do you have a feeling of disturbance in the force?
They have had, outside of Durant's little stretch last year where he lost some time, but even before Durant, they have been the healthiest a basketball team, a core of a basketball team has been in a very, very long time.
Aren't they built to withstand injury, though? I mean, wouldn't it be the Cubs losing Schwarber in the first week?
They added Caspi. They added Nick Young. They added some scoring off the bench. You think that some of their young bigs have, progressed another year? I know everybody's angry that, with the kid from Oregon, Jordan Bell or whatever his name is. I know everybody's angry that he got sold to the Warriors for cash from the Bulls. But I don't think it's going to be as easy as people think for the Warriors this year. Regular season, I think they're going to kick people's asses. But 7-game series... I mean, let's not front like LeBron not getting out to 30 feet instead of 28 feet, and that series is a 2-2 on us with Kevin Durant's shot. All right, so the Warriors are going to have to get through the Rockets. They're going to have to get through the Spurs. They're going to have to, the Timberwolves are going to be a tough first round out for somebody. I don't think it's going to be as easy as people think. And I think Boston.
I never said it'd be easy.
I think Boston and Washington are very good teams in the East as well. I don't think Cleveland's going to have the easiest time as well, because they got a team full of perimeter guys who can't shoot. So it's going to be a little different this year than I think people plan on it being.
This segment is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. So after we read that list from USA Today of the MLB players in the playoffs, the 11 of them most likely to be able to vanquish a bear,
right?
Someone asked, if you did the same list for SCORE employees, who would be on that list and why?
Ooh.
I'd have to give that some thought. I will give it some thought quickly. You have Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, 9 a.m. to 1. The Dodgers are up on the Cubs 2-0 in the NLCS. Better take 2 out of 3 at home at least. There's lots more Cub-Dodgers talk to come. Don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 3 tonight. Our pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm.
The most money possible.
Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. Donald and Dorothy learned the power of Amy Kite when selling their home. You'll be amazed at what Amy's reputation and marketing brought in. In just 2 days, get this, 2 days, she sold the home for $26,000 over the asking price. Chances are Amy already has a buyer for your home as well. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. And with Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, but you'll have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline that you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. Amy Kite will help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881. That number again is 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
It's the model year end savings event now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. All remaining 2017 Chevys have been tagged with extra savings. Hundreds of new Chevys at their best prices of the year. 2017 Silverados now available with $10,000 off MSRP or 25% off MSRP on select new Impalas, Sonics, and Sparks. And if that weren't enough for you, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. But you have to hurry. The remaining 2017s are going fast, so stop in today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Offer includes rebates and incentives available to all fine new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. RentersWarehouse.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I have, privately with different players on different situations, I would tell them in a call him and tell him I screwed up. I've done that many times. But if you're talking about the other night specifically, for me to say something like that, then I'm denigrating John Lackey. So why would you ever want to do that as a manager?
No, you're not. You're a manager. John Lackey is a big boy who's been around the block and would understand if you didn't want to put him into a playoff game as a reliever. You think John Lackey's going to go home and cry because he thinks Joe said something bad about him at this point in his career? John Lackey?
In that case, when you do that, you are denigrating John Lackey because you're telling everyone that he's soft.
And what does it say about Hector Rondon that you warm him up and you won't put him in?
It says you think he sucks.
Exactly, because of recency effect, as Joe Sheehan discussed with us yesterday. Okay, so if you were handicapping who at the station...
Hey, guy, I just read that guy's lips. None of that, all right?
What?
I just read your man's lips over there.
Which one?
My man over there is doing the play-by-play on the walk-bys. That was awesome. I'm with you, by the way. Yeah. The people watching out here is exceptional. My man just now
in the purple?
Yes. Such and such has a fat bleep.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Okay. Agreed, sir.
Yes. Oh, that?
Yes. Dude, I'm so sorry. I was just watching him, waiting for him to comment to his buddy, and he commented exactly how I thought he would. Oh, I love people.
You were
out
thinking
here.
It.
Yes.
And he said
yes.
It.
And I hate myself for it.
Oddly, he was saying it about Ron Coomer.
Yes.
But he's right about that.
He was saying he loves Ron Coomer's big ass.
That is massive melon.
He's got a My Pillow on right now.
He has to have now his cabezas, so he's got to have a My Pillow with him all the time.
We're about to talk to this man in like 10 minutes.
I know.
I really hope he tunes you guys up out there.
No, dude, he's coming over here right now.
He's over there talking to Mitch. Dude, he's gonna come over.
It's
a
my
bit.
Guy. Yeah. I agree. By the way, I was reading your lips earlier just now. I agree. My guys.
So if we're talking about which people who work for the station would be likely to defeat
a
medium sized black bear,
us, okay. Us excluded.
Well, no. Do we count like Big Cat Williams?
No. We can't count any of
obviously
the football guys.
The first draft pick is the guy that's 6'7", 360.
Yeah, none of the athletes. We take out
Olin.
We take out our experts. We're talking about the men that work at the men and women that work at the station.
Okay.
And I
got to
be honest with you. If your number one pick is anyone else besides Mike Mulligan, you're doing this thing wrong. Mike Mulligan. You know, with a little bit of a headache or a late game the night before, would kill a flying dragon, a bear, a Bengal tiger,
and a charging rhinoceros
all at once. All at once.
Just slap them away.
Mike Mulligan would kill anything in his path. You want to end a war, ladies and gentlemen, just drop Mike Mulligan in whatever country, and it'll be finito immediately.
Okay, so
white flags will just go up from the other side.
We got some big dudes, though, man. Rick
I
Camp
understand.
Is three spins.
It's about the size of the fight in the match. Jesus.
Herbie's what? Three spins.
Does Campy know he's three spins?
Yeah, we
does
did
Herb,
this before.
Does Herb know he's three
actually,
spins?
We weighed Rick Camp at one point because this was
really?
A debate. Yeah, because he's a thick human being. And Herb's easily three something, right?
I guess he is.
And I mean, Zawoski's got to be in the conversation.
Well, Zawoski's not three spins.
No, but
Zawoski doesn't have an ass.
I know.
Like, Zawoski's neck turns into his back, turns into his ass. There's, like, no separation at all. There's no curvature at all in there. Not saying that, there needs to be. You know, if If Hope likes it, you know, I guess everyone should. But yeah, no, Mike Mulligan by far.
Okay,
stop.
So that's it. You've taken this.
The contest is over. Your contest is over. Mike Mulligan gets dropped into a bear den. The bear curls up and goes to sleep, afraid of the bludgeoning that one Mully would give him. Simple as that. Not even a question. Not Lawrence. Not definitely not the midday show.
Like, it would be a disappointingly one-sided fight.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't even do the pay-per-view
Do you know what Mike Mulligan would do to a bear?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be ridiculous. Yeah.
Eat half of it.
Yeah. Peter would call us immediately when they knew that match was set up. They'd be like, we can't have this happening to bears.
Because Terry actually wrestled a bear, remember?
Did he really?
Yeah, he wrestled Victor the Bear.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about his Detroit days.
No. Okay. He wrestled a wrestling bear that defeated him by sitting on his head.
Well, again, I thought you were talking about his Detroit days. I mean, he was drunk and doing a lot of weird things.
Playing pinball with the guys from the Freep, and next thing you know, there's a bear sitting on your head.
Next thing you know, you're hanging out at Album's place, and you know, a couple come over, and you gotta do what you gotta do. No, but seriously, though, this isn't even a contest. It's Mully or death. And I choose death, to be honest with you.
But first, a little Mully.
Yeah, no. You don't want any parts of Mully, man. I'm telling you. Mully's a nice guy, got a lot of energy in the morning. Get on Mully's wrong side. Curtains. You're donezo. Simple as that.
You make him sound like Luca Brasi.
Mully is the Ivan Johnson of 670 The Score. Mully will kill you with his bare hands.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we are broadcasting from the park at Wrigley, which I believe remains open to the public. You don't need a ticket until 6 o'clock, 2 hours before game time tonight. And our broadcast is brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of MLB and the Cubs, and by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. We are looking forward to having Ron Coomer join us a little later. He's not on the schedule until 4:45, despite being down here.
But he's just being the man of the people, though. That's a dangerously handsome young man who is well rested because he has a MyPillow. It's as simple as that. That man, everybody on the plane got bad rest when they had to stop at Albuquerque. Coom Dog slept right through it because he's got a MyPillow.
Yeah, they all walked down to the plane saying, man,
it's as simple as that.
Look at him sleeping like a baby. If only we could somehow have a
MyPillow. 9 hours later, he's like, where's the Bud Light? I'm good to go.
I think he found it. My guess would be found.
He located it.
Yes, it has been located.
It's the Bernstein and Goff show.
Len Casper is going to join us here on site after the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. You got the score.
Spiegel and Parkins talked live today with Cubs manager Joe Maddon about his bullpen decisions made in Game 2 of the NLCS.
These questions, listen, I had all the faith in the world in John Lackey in that situation, and Wade was going to get three outs. That's as simple as that.
Here's Spiegel and Parkins' entire Joe Maddon interview at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, take it slow, you can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor, Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers, CBS Wednesday.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty. Scorpio, your need for a soulful connection is in full swing this week. Sagittarius, embrace the challenge of working out some of the kinks in your life. Capricorn, you may be a workaholic, but remember to take a breather every now and then. Aquarius, taking a moment to focus on your health is a good move for you this week. And Pisces, you might be the one that can inspire your whole office this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
$1,333 per thousand finance with zero down.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know why I know it's NBA season? Because the angry NBA textures are back at 670-11. Can't wait to talk to Lynn Casper at the top of the hour. And everybody out there is telling me F the NBA. I'm glad to have you back. You give us life as well. It's okay.
Yeah, they're back to doing their thing.
Yeah, exactly. They're playing their roles.
You know, NBA season without the angry NBA textures.
F the NBA. Nobody cares about the NBA in Chicago. All right. Enjoy your thought on that one. I got a group full of guys who can't wait for tonight's action. We've had some pretty jam-packed sports nights and days over the last week or so, man. You got Bears football. You got Cubs playoff stuff. Now you got the hockey season has started. The NBA season will start tonight. This is like that perfect moment when all the seasons are going on all at the same time.
Yeah, it's one thing we're getting used to, though, is it means the Cubs have made another deep playoff run. And that's
the rhythm. The rhythm has changed a little bit over the years.
It's what's to be remembered in all this as we get caught up in this lineup and that play and Joe and the odd pitching moves and all that. But you know what? They're doing what they promised. All this, the fact that we're here.
Yeah.
The fact that it is, what, October 17th?
Yep.
And we are sitting outside at Wrigley Field on a game night.
Then this is what they promised you. Theo never promised you titles. He promised sustained competition and some deep playoff runs that he said hopefully would result. Because there's only so much you can control. All you can do is win that division, stay out of the coin flip game, and give yourself a spin. Now, you got one. You banked one. But this, today, no matter what happens tonight, no matter what happened in the first two games and what we're all yapping about regarding Joe and his defensive appearances and all that, you know, so what? Those guys up in that office right up there to our right, this right now, this is what they said they would do.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
And Ned Colletti talked about it with the Maddox going to the Braves and how that changed the fate of two franchises. You know, the Braves, it's one of the more remarkable feats in sports history, running 14 straight division titles. Now, nobody's promising Cub fans 14 straight division titles, but if you, over the next 10 years, or not even that long, let's say 7 years, can get to the playoffs five or six times, of course there'll be a crazy injury year in there somewhere, or things don't pan out the way you hoped, or a free agency bust, or, you know, pitching injuries, but man, like, if you can get to the playoffs five times over the next 7 years,